Welcome to the best of TJN Science and Technology interviews. You're invited to join us to listen to select researchers and scientists share their rarely discussed rediscoveries in science and technologies. The time is now to come forward in our brains and process the discoveries that can now be applied to assist us to master the days, months, and years ahead. So sit back and let your mind soar while your brain processes the best science news from our past that is very relevant to our lives today. Enjoy the best of TJN.
Greetings, everyone. How are you? And if you're just tuning in, welcome. You just tuned into the 21st Century Woman Show, and I'm your host, Dr. Jewel. Well, we have a very interesting discussion going on today. We are talking about the brain. The brain is the name of the game. And pull up a chair. Get your pad and pencils available because we have a lot to say about the 21st century woman and the brain. You know, this is a 10-week series, but my goodness, it seems like it should go much further than that. However, we'll see how much we can accomplish. We're very clear, though, that the brain is one of the most important organs for the 21st century and for women especially. There's been a lot of research done over the last 20, 25 years to finally confirm, to document. We have photographs, we've got chemical signatures, et cetera, that the brain of women is different than the brain of men. Now, we also have some problems that have cropped up from that because we know with the addition of pharmaceutical medications ingested in the diet, over the last 40 years, it's increased by almost 45 to 55%, especially in the Western world, that the chemistry of the brain has been altered from its natural course from eating regular, naturally grown foods. So with the change in the agricultural methodologies used to grow our food, as well as the direct ingestion of pharmaceuticals, the brain and its function and its standard chemistry has changed, which also we are seeing a real difference in the behavior patterns of male and females, as well as the consciousness relative to what used to be the standard behaviors that were dictated by men and women. Before I go on, I do want to interject one other aspect that is becoming very prominent in the 21st century is the fact that the hormones of the body, the six major glands of the body, of the endocrine system, their chemical composition has also been altered environmentally due to the change in the food source and its quality. Also, the types of foods that have been eaten, as well as pharmaceuticals. And we do know then that attitudes and behavior patterns that have occurred because of this change in the chemistry of the brain, chemistry of the blood, is also going to be a new observation that's going to be made over the centuries and over the decades in the 21st century. Now,
you can hear the full broadcast of this show in its entirety by visiting the home website of the Jewel Network. Listen to the entire show at www.thejewelnetwork.com. Thank you.